Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
As you probably know, Pastor James is emphasizing prayer in the closing verses of his epistle, and is using the prophet Elijah as an example of powerful praying, with an encouragement for us to believe that we can pray in the same way and also experience the same power. Now that's an astounding consideration. Elijah was such a great man. Elijah was such a courageous man. Elijah worked so many miracles. He had such an amazing record of righteousness and obedience and courage and communion with God. He seems in many ways intimidating, beyond our reach. How could he possibly be a suitable example of prayer? We can look to him as an icon of prayer, but not as an example that we could ever emulate or follow, surely. But that's exactly what Pastor James wants us to understand, is that we can pray like Elijah prayed. We can receive answers to prayer like Elijah received answers to prayer, if we will just understand what the Bible tells us about prayer and about Elijah, and if we will just enter into believing prayer as Elijah did. So, thank you for joining me on this Monday, October 29. Thank you for being mindful of the financial needs of the Beacon Broadcast in order to continue on this station. Well, as we've seen, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. That's the way James puts it in James 5:8-17, rather. And this man who suddenly stepped upon the political scene of Israel, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 17, and boldly announced the beginning of a drought, God's judgment upon an apostate king and a wayward people, was a praying man. That's why he was able to do that. And it was not that he prayed on just that one occasion, Lord, stop the rain, but the indication, as we've already seen, is that this was his habit. He was a man of regular prayer. I should say, I'm quite confident, correctly, he was a man of daily prayer. Now, on the broadcast yesterday, we saw that he was also a man who received communication from God. God spoke to Elijah and said, here's what I want you to do. The word of the Lord came to Elijah saying, the word of the Lord came unto Elijah saying, the word of the Lord came unto Elijah saying. We read several times in 1 Kings 17 and 18. Which tells us two things, I think. Number one, that Elijah was a prophet. That's the very definition of a prophet. Prophets were those who received direct communication from God to give to others on behalf of God. We are not supposed to take away from the example of the prophets who received direct communication from God that, like they received direct communication from God, we should also receive direct communication from God. That's not the lesson. But there is this lesson, namely that communication from God is integral to appropriate, earnest, and effective praying. And Elijah received direct communication from God because he was a prophet. Prophets were mouthpieces. That's what the very word means. Spokesmen for God. God gave them his word to give to the people. So that when the people heard the words of the prophet, they were hearing the very word of God. the direct divine revelation that came to the prophet. Question. Why didn't God just speak direct communication to everyone instead of giving it to the prophet to then give to the people? Answer. We don't know because the Bible doesn't say, but speculation. We can speculate about it, and it's evident that that's the way God does it and has done it down through the ages, and it's clear that there's something about this that sorts out the genuine from the false in this way, that when men hear the word of a prophet, they are, what should I say, they are able to either reject it because it sounds like the word of a man, or to receive it as it is indeed the word of the living God. And it's not normal to receive it that way. A man, just like we are, comes and says, "Thus says the Lord," delivers a message. Why should I believe that? Why indeed? You see, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, James 5:17, and it did not rain in the land for 3 years and 6 months. But it could also be said that Elijah was a man with a nature just like ours, and he declared, "Thus saith the Lord," and spoke the word of the living God. But why should those who heard him believe that it was in fact the word of God instead of just the word of a man? There were other prophets, false prophets, who were declaring messages which they said came from God, but they did not. They had not received any divine revelation. So here are several prophets. One says, all of them say, "I have received this revelation from God. This is what God has told me. This is what God has said." But only one of them is telling the truth. How can I sort all that out? How do I know which one to believe? Should I believe this one? Should I believe that one? Should I believe none of them? I don't think I can believe all of them, because in the case of the false prophets, what they spoke was generally in contradiction to what the true prophets spoke. So how do you sort all that out? Well, it is like this. To receive the Word of God, as it is indeed the Word of God, you must have divine enablement, divine illumination. In other words, the Spirit of God will confirm to your soul the message that is the true message coming from God. It will seem to a casual and outside observer that all of these prophets are essentially the same. They are all men speaking the words of a man. But the truth is, one of them is speaking divine revelation from God. How do I know which one it is? Only by the work of the Holy Spirit in my heart. God enables His people to hear His voice. They hear it from the lips of a man, but they recognize it as the voice of Almighty God. The same thing is true in regard to the Bible. And by the way, that's where we receive our divine communication today. Not directly from God, from heaven, but it has already come to us from God, from heaven, and it has been written down on the pages of a book that we call the Bible. And some people read that book and they say, "This is an interesting book written by men. It gives the history of religious people seeking God. It has a lot of good things, a lot of good wisdom in it. But it has a lot of errors. It has a lot of human elements. It is obviously nothing more than the words of men. There are some good words here. I will respect it." Some will not. Some will just completely and totally disrespect it. But some will respect it, but it is just a book. There are thousands of books, hundreds of thousands of books, millions of books, and the Bible is certainly extraordinary in the family of books, but it's still just a book. It is a human production. and I will treat it as such, but others hear the voice of God in the pages of Scripture and recognize that this is the Word of the living God, and they treat it with an entirely different reverence and reception. They receive it by faith, God-given faith. What makes the difference? It's not the book, it's the Spirit of God. What makes the difference in the messenger? It's not the man, it's the Spirit of God. The same thing is true to a little bit different extent in preachers today. No preacher today receives divine communication from God like Elijah did. Some claim to, but it's a false claim. But nobody receives divine revelation from God like Elijah did. That's not the way God is working today. Now that the Bible has been given to us, you see, Elijah didn't have a Bible. At the most, he had a few books of the Bible, just a very few of the Old Testament scriptures. So the Bible was not given yet, and he received direct communication from God. He was a prophet. He was one who would actually give us some portions of the book we call the Bible, because all the portions of the book of the Bible, the book we call the Bible, have come to us from God through the instrumentality of human authors we call prophets. Elijah was one such prophet. Human preachers today, and I don't know any other kind except human preachers, preachers today don't receive divine revelation from God directly, but they have in their possession a book which is a whole book of divine revelation that has come from God directly. And it is the preacher's job today to study the book, to organize a message from a portion of the book, to deliver that message by explaining the meaning of the book and some applications of Scripture. They are handling the inspired, infallible Word of the living God. People hear them speak these words. Some say that is a man speaking. Some say that's interesting. Some say that's disgusting. But others hear that very same preacher speak, and they say, God's Word is coming to me. God's Word is being revealed to me. God's Word is being opened up to me in greater fullness and clarity and benefit. In other words, two people hear the same preacher. One hears the voice of a man. The other actually hears the voice of God. Not that the preacher is in any way confused with God, and nobody thinks that his words are infallible, like the words of Scripture. But nevertheless, people hear the voice of God speaking through the voice of God's messenger, very much like they did in Elijah's day. It's a tremendous responsibility the preachers have to handle the Word of God correctly. How dare we purport to give people a message from God when it is a mishandling of the Word of God and therefore is not a message from God. That is dangerous. That is disgraceful. That ought not to be done. God speaks through the lips of human messengers. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.